We have put full-page adverts in the Melbourne Age and the Sydney Morning Herald and the Australian, and we're hoping to draw attention and have a bit of a public conversation and a debate about the issues around Australian aid, about the recent significant cuts that have been made, and we're calling on political leaders from across the political spectrum to reverse the $224 million of cuts that have most recently been made.
In the past few budgets, we've seen cut after cut. Where does that leave Australian aid and what impact is it having in the Pacific in particular?
We've had four consecutive cuts, and that has reduced the aid budget by a third. And we know from the coalition that makes up this campaign that the work that they do has been affected. It means a reduction in children's healthcare, a reduction in education and in immunisation. To some extent, the Pacific has been protected. The largest cuts have been made in the Asia region and in Africa. But those cuts are certainly having a devastating consequence.
What reaction have you had from the political parties to your call?
We haven't yet had a formal response, but we've certainly had a number of people from the public who have noticed the adverts, and we're hoping to kick off that public conversation just about the importance of this issue. The election is a really important time for us to talk about the kind of future that we want, and people's vote has a significant impact, not just on people here in Australia, but their vote has an impact on people all over the world, and in particular some of the poorest parts of the world.
Over the weekend, Labor's Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Tanya Plibersek announced that Labor will restore the funding if it wins the election, but Liberal Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said that that pledge was a non-event. What do you make of that?
Labor's policy, which we've welcomed, reverses the most recent $224 million cut over the Ford estimates, and it's an additional $800 million. You know, that's a significant announcement. But what we're saying to Julie Bishop is if it is a modest increase, as she describes it, then we're calling on the Liberal Party to match and, if not better, that announcement.
What about the Greens and the Nick Xenophon team, both of which could be influential in the Senate, if not in the House of Reps, after the election?
We've written to all political leaders asking them to support this policy. We've had a response from the Greens, which we're going to post up on our social media in the coming days, and their policy is to support an increase of 0.7% by 2025. We haven't yet had a formal response from Nick Xenophon, but in the past he has been supportive of Australian aid, so we are hoping to get a formal response sometime very soon.
We are starting to see more interest from voters in aid as an issue. Programs such as the ABC's Q&A are seeing questions from the public. What's your sense about how the Australian public is feeling on this issue?
I think the Australian public understands that the issue of aid it touches on lots of other issues. It touches on issues like climate change mitigation. It touches on issues around extreme poverty and alleviating poverty. It touches on issues around people seeking asylum and security. It touches on a whole range of issues. So it's not just about aid, but it's about what aid can help us to achieve.
Where will you take the campaign from here?
Well, we're going to be going out directly to the public. We've got teams set up in some of the marginal seats around the country, and we're really campaigning around trying to build a fairer world and ensure that Australia can play its part in helping to build that fairer world.